You're listening to the Katakalam Project. This is Che Ting Ye. 67 years ago, a seemingly singular incident happened in front of Tianma Chafang, a popular cafe in the Dadaocheng area of Taipei, where artists and intellectuals grabbed a drink while talking about politics and culture. On February 27, 1947, a middle-aged woman was peddling smuggled cigarettes to passerbys outside of Tianma Chafang. And a few officers of the Government Tobacco Bureau had approached her. They confiscated all of her cigarettes, as well as her cash. She begged the officers to at least let her keep her money, and the back and forth soon drew a crowd of onlookers. Then one of the officers struck the woman with the handle of his gun. She fell to the floor with blood on her face. The onlookers were riled up. They confronted the officers on the streets of Dadaocheng, shouting their frustrations at the bullying and at the new government in general, which had only begun ruling Taiwan about 16 months ago. As we know, this singular incident was the boiling point that led to a month-long senseless violence that ensued in Taiwan, a massive military crackdown of a tumultuous society in which the number of victims is still not clear to this day. There was war between insurgent fighters, self-organized militias, and the soldiers of the one-party state. There was innocent victims, regular people like you and me, that were dragged into town and executed in assembly line fashion in front of trembling crowds. There were accomplished artists, lawyers, journalists, doctors, and academics who were rounded up, tortured, and murdered. Unspeakable atrocities were planned and committed. And yet, unspeakable was the key word that would ensnare and claw at the heart of the Taiwanese society for the next century. Even after the smoke had cleared and the bloodstains scrubbed from the public squares, the memories haunt all of those in that generation who have witnessed their family, friends, and neighbors die around them. But they couldn't come out with it. The Chinese Nationalist Party, or the KMT, headed by Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, ruled over the ROC government that had now taken over Taiwan as its base of operations. Martial law was used to silence all opposition, including anyone who mentions the 1947 massacre. Perpetrators of violence were never prosecuted, justice was never handed down, and hardly anyone paid for their crimes against humanity. A generation of children grew up learning about the revolutions in China, but would never have even heard about the slaughter of their own relatives. Perhaps the half a century of it being unspeakable was even more damaging to Taiwan. How can anyone, after going through such collective trauma, pretend that it had never happened? Yet pretend they must.
I really wanted to have people get the emotional feel behind the story and to understand the impact of an event. It's really nice to have a historical based book where it talks about the true event and things that happened, and you learn a lot about that. But I think a lot of people don't think beyond that. They don't see the psychological effects and just the emotional trauma that stays inside. And I think that is something that needs to be talked about more, and it's something that people can actually connect to more because it's a universal feelings that are being explored.
That was Jennifer Chow, an American writer who recently published a novel called The 228 Legacy. In the book, three generations of women in a Taiwanese family living in 1980 Los Angeles are each facing something in her life. It wasn't until later that they learned about Grandmother Silk's past in Taiwan, about her experience going through the darkest nightmare in Taiwan's modern history.
When I first learned about 228, I learned it through my family. So that was a big piece of what inspired me when I was writing it. I really wanted to see the interplay across the generations, and so I decided to make my story take place decades later so that you could see the effects across the mother and daughter and just the subsequent generations within the same family.
To Jennifer, the psychological aftermath was the center of her focus. If it is true for family, Perhaps it is true of a nation as well. As Taiwan struggles to form a semblance of a nation, perhaps we can see the metaphors of Taiwan in this fictional family as the unspeakable work in the undercurrents of life across generations. How do we, as a generation far removed from the actual historical events now, even begin to peel back the seals and come face to face with the truth?
Literature and other arts, it really brings things to light in a new way for the public. So I'm hoping that in a literature form, people are more open to hearing facts that they may not have known about or that they may not want to learn about. So I think that the books are a good vehicle of being able to tell a story and hopefully opening a dialogue between people. I think it's really important to have conversations, especially when people have different points of view. Mm-hmm. I think that part of that is being able to look at key issues, look at things that have happened, and come and just talk about it instead of, both trying to go on different sides and not being able to, have that connection, figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm. February 28th, 1947. In a month and a half, Jackie Robinson would become the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball. The Marshall Plan that helped reconstruct Europe after World War II and consolidate the Cold War would be announced in the summer, and India would become a newly independent nation-state a few months after that. It wouldn't be far off to say that 1947 was a crucial year to how we ended up with the world we live in today. And for Taiwan, February 28, 1947 will always be a defining moment. As history repeats, it serves to remind us of what atrocities we are actually capable of, and it calls us to step up and make sure mothers would never have to look for the cold bodies of their children in the middle of the night. And now, a moment of silence. You have been listening to the Katagalan Project on Katagalan Media. This is Che Ting Ye, and thanks for listening.